Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Well, hello and welcome to the Hairy Rock Show. It's Dave, I'm flying solo. Asai is away. Last week he was in an ashram. This week he's in a hedonistic resort in Corfu. But you know, he's having a lovely time. I can see him now. He'll have his budgie smugglers on. He's got some patent leather ones, do you know what I mean? He looks like an oil slick. And, you know, he'll have got his legs waxed and everything. He'll be there strutting his stuff, do you know what I mean? But anyway, Kingy, I hope you're having a great Sunday. And remember, use the sun cream.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
He's great on holidays, Kingy. First thing is, he won't emerge till about, like, 1:30. And there'll be the scratch of the armpits. And a chance of a coffee. And then they'll be off, he'll mellow into it. He's very much a pool creature, you know, he loves all that. And I don't know. He will dance the night away, you know. But anyway, now it's the hairy springtime. Spring! And it's a lamb dish, but it's like a really butch salad. If Arnold Schwarzenegger was a salad, he'd be this. It would be the lamb, asparagus and mint salad. Now, asparagus is just green. It's lovely. Not really in season, but, you know, it's smashing. Lamb is in season. In fact, you see, I come from Cumbria. Cumbria is the land of lamb. You know, the early we've got the saltmarsh lamb. It comes into season about April, a bit like myself. And then, you know, going on later on, we have the Herdwick comes into season. That lives in the mountains. It's slightly tougher. No, it's tougher in strength, not in flavour. But then you get one that's a year old called a sheeling. You know, there's a wonderful world of sheep there. But I bet Mr. King's in season on Crete. And the hairy springtime, it's a lamb, asparagus and mint salad. It's lovely. You need 2 lamb leg steaks, olive oil, cider vinegar, dried mint, oregano or thyme, salad potatoes, pea shoots, asparagus, mint, salt and pepper. And you just dress that, olive oil, cider vinegar and honey. It's a really, really nice salad. You've got the potatoes, you've got the asparagus, you've got the pea shoots. It's very fresh, it's flavoursome, but you've got that hit of meat as well. What you need is just some crusty bread with that, and it's perfect for spring. Not too heavy, not too light. I'm sure you'll all rush off and cook it.
The Hairy Bikers.
And the Hairy Rock Show. Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
This is from Sally Kirkpatrick. Oh, I think it's picking up on Mr. King's ramblings about his stotty cacks. Anyway, this subject is Savoy dip. Messages, darling Sai. Oh, it's another panting Sally. Darling Sai, I'm from South London / Northwest Kent, and hubby Davy is from Glasgow. What's a Savoy dip? P.S. Loving the show as always, but you need Dave to keep you in check, because you're very naughty without him. Are you naughty boy, Damon? Are you naughty? Savoy dip. What the hell's a Savoy dip? Well, a Savoy is a big pink sausage, isn't it? So, presumably, you take your big pink sausage and dip it in something. And that, Sally, is a Savoy dip. I'm none the wiser either.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers.
And the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
Now it's time for the Sunday Roast Amnesty. And this one is from a lady called Becky Gooding. And the subject is croissants. Hi, Si and Dave. I love your TV shows and your rock stuff too. Sundays go much better when they're hairy. Certainly does. I wonder if you can help me with my croissants. Ooh, matron. It's like a euphemism, isn't it, really? Oh, I've got a dreadful dose of the croissants. I love them fresh, and I want to make them, but it's always disappointing. What for? Go live in France. Every morning I go out there in me flip-flops to the bakery. Oh, give me 4. And, oh, they're lovely. It's all down to the butter. Anyway, I can't eat them very often because I get fatter. I mix all the bits together, leave them to rise for half an hour. Why do you leave croissant to rise? Rest, maybe. Then bake them, like in the Paul Hollywood book.
Eh? Get off yourself then, eh?
Problem is, they're never flaky, like the ones you get in France. That's Costa Paul Hollywood's. They're soft but not flaky. Any ideas why this is happening? Please help. If I get it right, I'll send you some. Thanks, chaps. Becky. Oh, I don't know what you're doing wrong. Do you know what you can do, though? You can buy a packet of frozen, ready-made, all butter rough puff pastry. Yeah? Do you get me? Cut triangles out, wind them up, put them in the oven, paint them with egg, and nobody knows. They think you're great. You know, I know it's not a croissant, really. It's a cheat. I don't know. I've never really made my own croissants. Not helped much. I don't think you need them to rise. I mean, obviously, Paul Hollywood doesn't know either. I tell you what, I did make once. When I lived in Aberdeen, there's a thing called an Aberdeenshire buttery. You know, it's the old alliance with Scotland. Well, it's kind of like something got left over. This really is like a rock-on croissant, Aberdeenshire butteries. And I used to love them. They're kind of like a really heavy croissant. And what it was made for, it was a fisherman would take them to sea with them to get as many calories as possible in them. We cooked them once in a Union Street in Aberdeen. In 15 of these, there was a whole block of butter and half a block of lard for 15 of these butteries. And it's kind of the same with croissants. It's all about just butter, rolling, good flour and baking. But, oh, there's nothing better. But you have to be in France to eat them to get the full effect.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
I've got an email. No, I haven't got it. Actually, it's an email that was to Si. And it's from Julie Wotton. Or Wotton. And the subject is the Archers. Message, dear Si. Who says you can't be an Archers fan and listen to Planet Rock? So I get it. So Kingy's been slagging off the Archers again, has he? Oh, once he gets on his high horse. We are avid Planet Rock listeners and always listen to your show on a Sunday morning. Cheers, Julie. But we also listen to the Archers. I love the show and cooking tips. However, we thought you said you cook potatoes with tuna, then realised you said turmeric. Thank you for making us laugh. I know it's his accent. It's appalling, isn't it? Oh, nie brun ku, hee-haw. Oh, but the Archers. I tell you what, though. Ambridge, it's a hell of a dangerous place to live. There's murders, there's every possible vice problem has hit Ambridge at some point. I wouldn't live there. It's unhealthy. It's much healthier listening to Planet Rock. And there used to be one, Eddie Grundy, wasn't he?
Sheep. Cows. Duck.
And then there was the Geordie girl, innit? They know that Shula, wasn't it? Here, eat there, here. No, that's not Geordie. I don't know. Sometimes, do you know how I end up with the Archers? And then it comes on. And I haven't heard it for like 4 years. Hello there, Mrs. Hart. And I'm off, and you can hear the doors kind of somebody pretending. Must be done on about 4 bob. And I'll tell Kingy to mind his enunciation when he's saying tuna fish and turmeric, just for your benefit, for the Archers listeners. Okie dokie.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again, Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.